Dallas, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A televised debate is scheduled for September 10th on ABC between former President Trump and his Democratic rival Kamala Harris in the race for president.
A new poll from Marquette University Law School showing Harris leading Trump by 6 points in a head-to-head matchup among likely voters, 53-47%, with a margin of error of 4.7%. But this race will be decided in the battlegrounds. In swing state Wisconsin, the Marquette poll shows Harris and Trump in a dead heat.
ABC Selena Wang. Tropical Depression Debbie spinning over the Northeast after causing death and destruction in the Carolinas. The storm may have caused a plane with Carolina Panthers players on board to get stuck in the mud after landing at Charlotte's airport overnight. And Debbie isn't done. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster watching floodwaters rise. Overseas, a bus in Turkey swerved off a highway and slammed into an overpass today, killing 9 people, injuring at least 26 others. This is ABC.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks near the bottom of the nation when it comes to state investment in four-year education. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says that's a surefire way to lose top talent.
I know enough about having managed highly talented people. Don't pay them, they will find someplace else to work.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months looking into the UW system's problems and how to possibly solve them. More than 1,000 road projects in Wisconsin are getting $174 million from the Department of Transportation. Local governments told the state which roads need the most work. Also this week, Wisconsin got $200 million from the federal government to fix or replace more than 150 roads and bridges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Today is your last day to register to vote before Tuesday. You can always register at the polls on Election Day because Wisconsin has same-day voter registration. But if you'd like to take care of it ahead of time, today is your deadline. To register, you'll need a voter registration form, photo ID, and a proof of residence document. That can be a property tax bill, student loan statement, vehicle registration. There are lots of options. Then you have to bring all of that to your clerk's office. You can find all the information you need at myvote.wi.gov. And get this, officials found a car submerged in the Wisconsin River they believe has been there more than 30 years. They were preparing for construction on the Lone Rock Bridge, which straddles the Sauk, Richland, and Iowa County lines. In the water, authorities found a 1980s Pontiac Grand Prix. They don't even make Pontiacs anymore. Law enforcement ended up learning this car had been stolen in 1990. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers come home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back in action tonight in Milwaukee against the Cincinnati Reds. The crew coming off a 3-game sweep of the Braves, beating them 16-7 yesterday in Atlanta. 20 hits, 6 home runs in just the first 5 innings. 2 from rookie Jackson Chourio, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for Jack. I mean, he's just coming into his own, you know what I mean, and letting his talent play and not dwelling on the failures and bouncing back after that. So really pleased with him.
NFL, the Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns in their first preseason game, kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:25. 6'6" Rojay Stona got a tryout as a defensive end in the Packers rookie minicamp this spring. Last night during the Olympics, Stona won a gold medal for Jamaica by throwing the discus 70 meters, setting a new world record.
I'm speechless, to be honest. Just enjoying the moment. I'm in good shape right now. All I just needed was get a good release, find that angle. I mean, it was great. Nothing to lose.
That's Rojay Stona with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never-long-enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Nepo Baby adjacent Lara Trump shares her thoughts on Kamala Harris's qualifications to be president. Oh, don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
One of the things I love about our country, we are a nation of people who believe in those ideals that were foundational to what made us so special as a nation. We believe in those ideals. And the sisters and brothers of labor have always fought for those ideals. Always fought for those ideals. And we know we are a work in progress. We haven't yet quite reached all of those ideals, but we will die trying because we love our country and we believe in who we are.
Not going back. This is what democracy looks like.
I'm just going to be in rally mode for 3 months.
You're going to get tired.
Yeah. That's because you might not have seen that because they were covering Captain Crazy Pants. Right. I'm sorry. What am I thinking of?
Mar-a-Lago.
No, not Mar-a-Lago. Where does Norma Desmond live?
There. Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah, right here. Captain Sunset Boulevard. Okay, one more.
We love our country. Yeah. We believe in our country. Yeah, right. We believe in each other. Yes. We believe in the collective. Yeah. We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us, yeah. Trying to separate us, That's right. Trying to pull us apart. Yeah. That's not where the strength lies.
Yeah. I love her so much. Okay. What? Sorry, I was
looking. You're channeling Holly Hunter from Arizona.
Yes, I was. But also, I love her so much.
Okay.
Yeah. Brian Tyler Cohen says, I have never seen a bigger unforced error than the Trump campaign holding an emergency press conference so Trump could brag about his crowd size on January 6th and double down on stripping Americans of their reproductive rights. I mean, I guess we all agree with everything Lawrence said about the mainstream media. This is 2016 all over again. They carried this entire hot hour-long mess and didn't carry Kamala Harris's amazing speech. But I guess we should, in some ways, you go, it's like a PSA for mental illness and I don't even know what that is. Dementia.
Someone help him.
Yes.
Exactly.
Put down the camera and help him. He is getting into Anna Nicole Smith territory.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This is Covey said. Kamala Harris is in Michigan courting union voters while Trump is at Mar-a-Lago bragging about how much Kim Jong-un loves him.
Yep.
I'm like, why does he think that's a good thing? That one of our enemies loves him? Like, you're going, no, that's... She goes, he doesn't like these people. I'm like, good. I don't want a president that Kim Jong-un likes. Okay. Randy Mayhem Singer said this enthusiasm is actually not comparable to 2008 because 2008 was a race between two legitimate candidates, neither of whom was a twice-impeached, pathologically lying felon who refused a peaceful transfer of power. 2008 was a race between a Democrat and a Republican. 2024 is a race between autocracy and democracy, which is why our enthusiasm is far beyond 2008, and we will win. Maybe that's why David Axelrod's so bitter.
Maybe.
And we all could not love Obama more, right? But this is just a different moment in a time in our history. It's just, as I keep saying, a perfect storm and the perfect candidates, for, I think, for this moment. But, yeah, I don't, I'm not sure which poll is setting him off, Jody. All of them?
All of them. It's a cumulative effect.
This new Arizona likely voter poll has Harris 44.4, Trump 41.6. Senate race, Chris Gallego to 49.6, Kerry Lake 38.6 in this poll.
That's good.
Nobody likes Kerry Lake in Arizona.
Yeah, nobody likes
her. Likes her.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They're phonies.
Yes.
It's like these people smell with J.D. Vance, mm-hmm. right? Oh, by the way, thank you very much, George. Made me a balls to the walls shirt because you guys poo-pooed my... And then someone else started selling balls to the walls. And look, someone tweeted, every joke you tell becomes reality stuff. And someone did a Simpsons thing. Don't make a balls to the walls joke. Don't make a balls to the walls joke. We're going to have a new balls to the walls t-shirt.
We'll have it up over the weekend.
We're going balls to the walls in 2024. You also didn't like Carmela, and everybody, then someone stole that, and now we have a t-shirt that says that, and I'm the first one that said Camelot, and now we have that t-shirt too, so ha! True Stephanie Miller Show story.
Ashwagandha.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Kent in Chicago. Steph and Chris and Jody, last year I bought Chicago tickets for your upcoming show. My hubby and I will be there ready to laugh and bask in all the sexy liberal goodness. We were at the last Chicago show, had a blast. Thanks to you all and the crew for keeping us energized and hopeful. I feel the roof may actually come off the Vic Theater next Saturday night. We have Chicago's own Jill Winebanks, Representative Jan Schakowsky. I am importing Mark Hamill from here in Hollywood
yes.
with me. And still working on other surprises.
The roof is going to fly off and land in Lake Michigan.
Yes. Sexyliberal.com. Those tickets have been on sale a while, so hurry, because that may sell out very quickly. And then get the pay-per-view if you can't make it to Chicago.
It's going to be a lit pay-per-view.
Thank you.
Yes.
Exactly. Don in, I'm not sure where, Napomo? Hi, Don.
It's called Napomo. Yeah, I've called before. I'm the official disabled vet of the Stephanie Miller Show, and I wanted to make a couple of observations, if I could.
Yes, please.
First of all, the reason why the little propeller beanie can't fly around the country so much, I think, is because he's on probation in four different districts, and with all the... with all the money that he's going to be owing and the possibility of prison time and all this other stuff, that little propeller may wander off into international airspace and so that may be something that's keeping him down there in Garofalo. And the other thing is speaking of t-shirts, where's our Jody is Right t-shirt? I mean, her and I were
that's just kind of a
pretty
given.
Much on the same.
All right. Thank you, Don.
A button, a hat,
I
something.
Know. Well, it's just you don't even need to write it down.
My husband would not be pleased.
Right.
Oh.
He knows. No,
oh, yeah, he knows.
Oh, he knows.
Oh, no, he knows.
Yeah. By the way, David Hogg said, honest question, what the hell is Trump even saying here? This man is unfit to be president. That's where I'm a little torn, agreeing with the media sucks, but also just going, I don't know, let him continue to air the mental illness PSAs. Because
record it and then pull out the clips.
Right.
Yeah, it's like
you don't have to broadcast it live.
It's like letting him cry himself out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is this baby still whining about crowd size?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
I've had crowds. I don't know who's ever had a bigger crowd than I have.
Lots of people. Lots of people.
The biggest crowd I've ever spoken before was that day. And I'll tell you, it's very hard to find a picture of that crowd. You see the picture of a small number of people relatively going to the Capitol. But you never see the picture of the crowd. The biggest crowd I've ever spoken.
Now he's like channeling Sean Spicer. Just things that we can visibly see, the pictures of crowd size on his inauguration day. But now it's just him rambling. Yeah, and that's the thing that makes me so happy is we knew he was just stewing watching these rallies.
Of course.
Yeah. And I love that every headline you sent me, Jody, panic. Mm-hmm. The Trump campaign, that's the word that all of the Trump insiders, the word is panic. They are panicking. I just love that he is sitting there like the Grinch. Just... watching the Who's in Whoville, and he is clearly, imagine what he's saying. He just is obsessing. Wait, is there more? Here's the next one. 21.
Yeah. He would stop.
Oh no.
But on crowd size,
he won't
in
stop.
History, for any country, what? Nobody's had crowds like I
That's
have,
not
and you
true.
Know that.
No.
And when she gets 1,000 mm-hmm. people, and everybody starts jumping,
1,000.
You know that if I had 1,000 people, would say that's the end of his campaign. I have hundreds of thousands of people in South Carolina. I had 88,000 people.
What? No, you didn't.
In Alabama, I had 68,000 people.
Don't.
Nobody talks about crowd size with me. But she has 1,000 people or 1,500 people, and they say, oh, the enthusiasm's back.
Oh, my God.
The enthusiasm is with me and the Republican Party.
Is it? Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
You sitting alone at your dead monkey funeral at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, he's just pulling numbers out of his ass. And really? Did y'all see all the videos and pictures from Wisconsin and Detroit? Did that look like 1,000 people? She had 1,000 people. Oh, God. And what did he say? 60. Okay. Stephen Beschel, us is with you, Jody. He tweeted, when do the cultists start admitting he's not entertaining anymore?
Thank
the shtick is old, tired, and tedious.
It's boring.
Oh, my God. It's like the oldest, stalest vaudeville act ever. You're like, oh, God. What did he do again? What was the other thing he did? Oh, he always does the same thing over and over. Oh, my God. The criminals, people. First of all, I think he doesn't understand insane asylum and asylum.
Right.
Asking for somebody. He just that again. The borders wide open, people coming from mental institutions and asylum and also insane asylums for asylums of some
sort.
Oh, do we have that?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, good. All right.
No, we do have him saying nobody died on January 6th, though.
Really? Okay. Yeah, why not?
That would be a 22.
All right, here we go.
I hate to.
My question is, you think that last time there was a peaceful transfer of power when you left office?
No, I think the people that, if you look at January 6th, which a lot of people aren't talking about very much, I think those people were treated very harshly.
Mm.
When you compare them to other things that took place in this country where a lot of people were killed, nobody was killed on January 6th.
Ashley Babbitt's family would like a word.
Mm. Officer Sicknick's family would like a word.
Yeah.
And the people that, the Capitol Police that took their own lives because
they'd
of
all
the stress.
Like a word.
The people that had strokes because of being beaten and maced by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one, I missed this moment. Ron said, Trump very evasive when asked about his ear. He says it hit him on the lobe, but he's a fast healer.
Your lobe is down
Captain
here, Donald.
Miracle
that was the
ear.
Only part that wasn't covered.
Right. Can I just say Noel Kessler's also talking about how sketchy AF this whole story is?
Yeah.
I just feel like we haven't heard this whole story yet. I mean, oh my God. He grew a new ear. Okay.
Like a newt.
Mm. Oh, by the way, you know the other helicopter story? They were saying maybe he was thinking of the helicopter that went down with his Trump, you know, organization executives in it. Like that he was confusing all these different helicopter stories. But remember, Noel Kessler told us about that. They were about to testify against him. Anyway, and he said, oh, I was supposed to be on that helicopter. He wasn't supposed to be on that helicopter. It was Trump Organization executives.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
What happened to that helicopter?
They died. Oh. Went down in a helicopter. Oh, Noel Kessler told us about it.
I don't remember this.
Was, I don't either.
Yeah, he, you know, was like, as usual, like cutting corners. Like it was a sketchy helicopter rental company and whatever.
Oh, no, now I'm remembering it.
Yeah. And they were going to testify against him.
Yeah.
Also, did you know Ivana's NDA was about to run out? When she had her accident, or was it
murder?
Thank you. I just wanted you to have the opportunity.
Allegedly.
Right. Right. She no,
she
it was
said,
a question.
Was
she said, was it?
Was it?
Murder.
Some people say.
Yeah.
We report, you decide.
Exactly. It's a question. It was just a question,
right.
So we don't need it allegedly.
Right.
Okay. Wow. RNC Chair Lara Trump says Kamala Harris had no qualifications to be vice president, was chosen because she's a woman, and she would never want to accept any position herself unless she got it strictly on merit.
Because she got this job on merit.
Irony is coughing up blood in the back alley.
Yeah.
Lara, what's her last name again?
Trump.
Oh, she's the head of the RNC now?
Yes.
Okay. So her qualifications are?
That much.
That's my new comedic device. It's not good for audio, but all right. Okay, here we go. 19 minutes after the hour, John Fugel saying, and for Angela, all coming up on the Big Friday show. This portion of the show brought to you by Just Thriving. You hear all the time about probiotics. How do you know which ones are good?
I don't know.
You don't.
I'm telling you I did the research. I tell you which ones. The reason most probiotics fall short, it has something to do with called survivability. right? To work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut.
Yep.
But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. Did you know that? That's freaky.
Yeah.
That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. It's like, right, like if you're going to have a brain worm, you want to be alive, at least. In fact, third-party testing proves that Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game-changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. Zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today. 20% off your purchase for a limited time if you go to justthrivehealth.com. Type in the promo code Stephanie.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Steven Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app.
Steffi. In the city, running wild and looking pretty. Steffi.
It is the Stephanie Miller. Oh, yeah. Stephanie Miller Show. Joe in Chicago. Hi, Joe.
Yes, good morning.
Hello.
I just wanted to point out about our lackluster media and that the basic question they should be asking Trump at press conferences and debates is that polls show that the overwhelming number of Americans hate you and think you're a despicable person. So when are you dropping out of the race?
Or just ask him, like they did 75,000 times to Joe Biden, don't you think you're too old and shouldn't you drop out? George Conway on all this.
It's a combination of the deprivation of attention, the fact that she is getting the applause and the praise that he desperately wants to have. And also, from his standpoint, not only is he losing the battle every day, and not only does he not know how to deal with this woman who's really set off a celebration of normality.
Went on to say.
He realizes he's that much closer to going to jail because that's the reason why he's fundamentally running here. He wants to run to stay out of jail. And every day that he doesn't figure out how to respond, which includes this week, I mean, going to Montana, I mean, how many electoral votes are there and right. What? he's one day closer to going to jail.
Yeah.
And that's got to be scaring the living daylights out of him. And I'm sure he's probably one of the reasons why they don't have him out on the trail this week.
Yeah, John Heilman said more than anything, the vibe from Mar-a-Lago yesterday was panic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, I don't know, go ahead, televise his flop sweat.
Sure.
Can I just say, this Harris campaign is pitch perfect.
Oh, that's so good.
Harris campaign, Donald Trump's very good, very normal press conference. That was the headline of their press release. Because mm-hmm. It's just, I was saying, we've normalized. We were talking about that moment when he kissed the fireman's helmet at the
so
RNC.
Gross.
It's so gross. We've so normalized this complete circus freak.
Yeah.
No offense to circus freaks.
Yeah, none taken.
But oh my God.
It's going to be embarrassing to watch him up against Kamala Harris and to match the enthusiasm. So they've got J.D. Vance weirdly following Vice President Harris around, and he was wandering around toward her plane today to check the plane out. It's weird stuff.
Yeah.
Weird stuff. And it just shows that they're just completely lost at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. Someone compared it to Trump stalking Hillary at the debate. It is. It's just women get it. It's such a weird, creepy, stalky vibe. Mm-hmm. It just creeps us out. By the way, I think everything we say is a joke, I think, comes true. I think Daniel Dale is resting somewhere.
Oh.
And I don't know, maybe somewhere where you can hear pretty birds sing and maybe rest. Because I don't know who this guy is, CNN fact checker Tom Foreman.
Oh, he's been with the network for like 30 years.
Right, but I mean, I assume Daniel Dale has to, you know.
He might have needed to take
all the Hollywood celebrities, he's in rehab for exhaustion.
He might have needed to take his kids to soccer practice.
Maybe. Okay. He said, there's a lot to unpack in terms of falsehoods. I don't, exactly like Lauren said, like every single thing he says is a lie. It's a, mm-hmm. Okay. Let's start with the economy, a big thing. He said we literally are in the throes of a depression. He said close to the 1920s depression. 1920s depression was 25% unemployment. We're at 4.3 right now. Not even close. He also mentioned, weirdly enough, people can't buy bacon. I checked on bacon sales. They seem to be doing just fine. He grossly overinflated the number of people coming over the border. Even as the numbers are falling, he repeated this notion that people are coming from mental institutions and prisons from all of the blah, 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 blah. He said everybody wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. Actually, 63% of people still think abortion nationwide should be largely legal, not left up to the states.
That's just a light dusting of lies that does not even get to the giant body of lies.
A song of lies.
Yes. Yes. No, a pastiche.
Of notions of lies?
Yes. So exhausted. When will this be over? John Peebles saying my personal comedy, Jesus, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some reminders about Tuesday's Wisconsin primary election. It's a partisan primary, so you can only vote for candidates in one party. There'll be five parties to choose from. Election clerks say you should follow the prompts vertically when you find the space for your party. Clerks also say it's important to turn your ballot over to look for races or referendums on the back. Kamala Harris's rapid rise may lead to more interest in the upcoming Democratic National Convention and maybe shorter presidential campaigns. David Schultz teaches political science at Hamline University.
We have forgotten about the fact that for so much of American history, we didn't know the presidential nominee until the convention.
Voters tell pollsters they want shorter campaigns, but Schultz says that's easier said than done. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County is getting some extra funding for caregivers and foster families. The Department of Human Services will receive over $150,000 from DCF's Families First Fund. That money can be used to pay for the basics, like rent, food, utilities, childcare, and transportation. Plus, it can help future foster families get the essentials, reunify kids if they were living outside the home, and help young people who have aged out of the foster care system. And Ride the Drive is this weekend. The event encourages people to use alternatives to cars. Madisonians will ride bikes and walk a route through the city on Sunday, but you can bring anything, a scooter, a stroller, as long as it's not a car, you're golden. It's a 4-mile route going both directions. That means some streets will be closed downtown. That includes John Nolan, Regent, and Willie Street from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Everyone is welcome at Ride the Drive, and they still need some volunteers. And that's what you need to know on this Friday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today and a little breezy. We'll get to around 70 for a high. The wind northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the low to mid 70s on Sunday. Sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Southwest Wisconsin reporter extraordinaire and showbiz fan, Stuart J. Waddles, and it's a Bar Band Friday as we welcome Max Inc. Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Human Services in the Ad Council.
I love Trump. I hope he wins because I believe in simple things in our country. Trump and I'm gonna parrot you, Jesse. Policy, policy, policy. That's it. There's no name calling. There's no making fun of anything. When he gives his speeches at these rallies, policy. Period.
Crazy comment.
Once he goes off the rails, it becomes confusing.
That was
could you take your organ out for me? That was
Chachi.
Scott Baio. Yes, because then when you reach your deepest, darkest hour and the panic ensues at Mar-a-Lago, you think, what would Scott Baio do?
Well, when your campaign is flailing,
right,
you ask Scott Baio for advice on how to run your
And that's what Scott Baio would do. Does he know Donald Trump? Really? No name calling? Really?
Yeah, yeah. And all policy. That's all he talks about is policy.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Comma blah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait.
Crazy
there's
Nancy?
More.
Hang on.
Yeah. Crying Chuck Schumer.
More, oh, wait, Chuck, you wouldn't
say just stick to policy because you own every policy that's out there. You own every issue.
Huh?
And he knows that, but I he's got to just stick to that.
All right. You know what? I'm just going to go out on a limb and say I don't even think Joni loves Chachi anymore.
She does. Well, she's not with us anymore, so there's
yeah,
that.
She is.
Well, there's but even dead, she hates him, is
yes,
what I'm thinking.
Yes, sure she does.
Joni's ghost.
Her ghost hates it. I'm just going to say
yeah.
Joni poltergeist hates Chachi.
Joni guys.
That's a funny sitcom. Someone could write that.
Her name was Erin Moran, and we miss her.
And she was a lovely lady. She dated my brother
and
for
we
a bit.
She would have the good sense to hate Chachi now is all I'm saying.
She dated my brother for a little bit.
Really?
Well, you know.
There is one degree of Joni Hamilton separation in every Hollywood story. Can I just say, of all the cringe moments on Fox, was that Jesse Waters getting political advice from Scott Baio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jesse Waters pressed Harold Ford Jr. to wear a white dudes for Harris hat repeatedly, insisting the former asking him if he was white or asking him if he was half, until even his colleagues asked him to please stop.
Even Pirro said stop.
That was so awkward. It's so cringe. Oh my God, this race thing they're trying to, it's just,
I know, it's
okay.
So stupid.
All right. You know, when I get in a place of darkness, thank you. You know what I ask, what would my personal comedy Jesus do? That's what I say. Morning, John Fugelsang.
Good morning. Actually, Erin Moran was a big fan of Little Souvenirs, and they had pitched a show called Joni Loves Tchotchkes. Got involved and ruined the entire concept. That's
you.
A true story.
You woke up with food poisoning, and look at you, still bringing it like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
You rocked that house in New York City, my friend, your hometown.
What a room we had. My friends, this was the legendary Town Hall. Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, Bob Dylan, Charlie Parker, and Stephanie Miller. My
right.
God.
Yeah.
What a party. What a crowd. People are, this is like 2008 levels of obnoxious excitement.
Yeah.
And even that Dave Foley of Kids in the Hall show up last minute as a cameo. So thank
you
for a great show.
I was waiting, and you surprised me with that. I didn't know he was going to come out and say anything, and then I thought you were going to bring the Rockettes out. I was like, what else? Who else is here? What is happening? It's amazing. And in Chicago next Saturday, John, I don't even know what to say. We have Chicago's own Jill Winebanks, Jan Schakowsky, and I am importing Mark. Luke Skywalker is coming with me from Hollywood. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah.
And by the way, we have already done, this is the Save the World tour.
Yes.
We've already had several different tours within this one tour. We had the Talk Each Other Off a Ledge tour. That was a couple of weeks of this tour. And now it's the Obnoxious Exuberant Sexy Liberal tour.
Oh my God.
Crowds are just incredible, and the enthusiasm is incredible. And that's before Tim Walz even got in the game.
I was just going to say, I just posted my Minneapolis montage again, because that's where we started before, you know, I'm like, well, now we have to go back, because Tim Walz, who's like, isn't he just magic? He's just, talk about Tim Walz a little bit. You retweeted, I heard this joke too. Walz is the guy I would ask to walk me home after a night class in college, and Vance is the guy who's the reason I would want an escort. Exactly. That's the difference.
Yeah, you know, I said all along it was going to be an older white guy. I didn't want to allow myself to believe it could be Tim Walz. And I just didn't believe that you'd get someone And not just that he's been this progressive as a governor, because he wasn't as a congressman, he was very moderate, but also that he's the guy, and I'll say like Elizabeth Warren, and even like Bernie Sanders, he's the guy that you want to put in front of Republicans. Mm-hmm. Like he's the guy that you want to have talking about how working people have been ripped off for a long time, because he can reach Republican voters in a way that's just stunning. I mean, look, I want to keep Secretary Pete as Secretary of Fox News appearances forever. But put this guy in front of right-wing people, he is going to peel so many votes of decent conservatives away from the ticket.
I read a tweet exciting. Earlier. He's one of the helpers Mr. Rogers told us about. He's just, it's like, but you were...
I can't be cynical about this guy. I'm trying to write jokes about him. I can't be cynical. I want to hug him.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I want to hug her. I was thinking that yesterday. I just want to hug her and lift her up. And like, it just must be so exhausting, but they really are such joyful warriors. You just want to like go, oh my God, you're doing so great. Keep going, you know?
And also, I want to thank the Republican Party trying to smear this guy for writing so many of my jokes for me. My God, the gang that couldn't smear straight. So let me get this straight. You don't like him because he restored voting rights for felons.
But you're a felon.
And you're voting for a felon.
Mm-hmm.
Or J.D. Vance, who never saw combat in Iraq, is angry that Tim Walz never saw combat in Iraq. I mean, everything. It's all projection. They've gone through so many lies already with this guy. Even Megyn Kelly, who I hope is my secret Santa, the SiriusXM comedy party. I love her so much. But tampon, Tim... Yeah. Tampon, Tim, you're going to go with the sexual predator who walks in on underage girls at a beauty pageant over the guy who's looking out for teenage girls with low income who are menstruating so they don't have a horrible time? This guy is the dad we didn't know we deserved. And I will say, Tampon Tim can stop a red wave.
That's right. I don't know if I stole that joke or I did it. I can't remember anymore whether I did that first or I stole it. But anyway, you're saying that he has blood coming out of wherever? What a shock. You'll support a rapist you despise over a man who makes sure his high school girls are provided for. I mean, and can I say something too, John? I got to see your beautiful son backstage in New York, who has gotten so tall. He is as tall and beautiful as you are now. It is, and you're so.
He got my wife's good looks and my height and mood disorder. So thank you.
And your beautiful wife. I haven't gotten to see her in so long, but you're so cute with him. And I was just reading. It so struck me. I don't know if you saw this J.D. Vance interview. Where he brags about telling his 7-year-old son to shut the hell up about Pikachu because he was trying to talk to Donald Trump on the phone. And I thought, this is the party that espouses, family values. I dare you, watch that video and then watch the video Tim Walz with his daughter at the Minnesota State Fair.
But that's it, right? Man, baby, and baby man. My favorite ticket of all time. J.D. Vance is not even the schoolyard bully.
Right.
He's the punk who follows the schoolyard bully around and makes fun of people that the schoolyard bully just beat up. J.D. Vance, I bet he never even said that to his kid. I bet he made it up to make himself sound tough that he
blindly... Like Christy Noem bragging about shooting her puppy in the face because it makes her look tough.
Cruelty's the point.
Yeah.
These guys are so cynical and they still think the racism is going to help them back home. They still think the cruelty... After 2022, after 2020, after 2018, they all still think this stale 2016 meanness is what America needs right now.
Yeah. How do you come for John Finkelstein on the Bible?
Don't.
Right, okay.
Mom, please, come at me, bro.
I just love this one line from your thread this week. You said, MAGA Christianity contains 0% Jesus, but does allow rapists to pick out the unwilling mothers of their children. I mean, of all the lies in that hot mess press conference, again, people were very happy overturned Roe v. Wade. That's what everyone wanted. It's
75% what, man? 75%? Bro, 75% of Republicans in the primaries didn't want you. I mean, look, this is what he's going to do. And the media is always going to judge him by a different standard. So let him marginalize his movement even more. I am dedicating the next 3 months to all of these racists who blew their life savings on Let's Go Brandon merchandise. Uh-huh. Donald Trump is going to burn your house down, and you're going to pay him to do it. Let him do more press conferences exactly like that, because you know he was scared. And he only did it because he was scared. I was like, what's he announcing? No announcement. He's panicking. Man, baby's only leaving the house once a week to campaign.
Yeah, I mean, you retweeted a Bill who said Trump claiming to have larger crowds than Martin Luther King is peak derangement. We're talking one flew over the cuckoo's nest level derangement. And you just said, imagine a person who's too dumb to realize he's this dumb. I mean, I'm torn. You know, we played Lawrence O'Donnell's great monologue, just like taking the media to task last night, saying it's 2016 all over again. They carried this whole pack of demented lies for an hour and not a Kamala Harris's speech. Yeah. But you're right, John. I'm sort of torn going, okay, let him air the mental illness PSA. If you can't see how much he's declined, like we're just like, okay, let it run. We're watching network at this point.
And again, the Donald Trump campaign has assumed sole custody of the ageism issue and all the hypocrisy and meanness that comes with it. So let him speak. Absolutely. It's a sign of how scared he was. And again, it's a sign of how desperate the media is. And I don't mean journalists. The real journalists are out there asking the real questions. But the media still thinks they're going to get this Trump-sized ratings bomb from 2016. Yeah. And they don't realize he's just a rerun. Yeah. And if you vote for Donald Trump to watch him for the next 4 years, you're watching a crappy rerun. If you vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you get a White House that's not going to give Alaska back to the Russians. But not just that. If Kamala Harris is president, you get three.
Do we lose Sarah Palin in that deal?
Bingeable Donald Trump series next year. They're going to bring, they're going to have, we're going to see the bingeable true crime show in Atlanta. We're going to see the true crime show with Jack Smith on January 6th. And they're going to bring the classified document show back from the dead. We're going to be binging true crime Trump all year with three trials, people. Get the popcorn.
No, we were saying that, John, that of course it makes sense he was a reality star. Because this is what it's, we were saying, Anna Nicole Smith vibes. We were almost like, oh, my God, put the camera down and help him. It's just, I get it. It's rubbernecking. Like, it's like, it really is why our traffic sucks out here, because people like to watch a crash. You know, I mean, it's.
We want to see the body. Not really, but we want to see the body. I mean, in this case, and he was even talking about how fake his little injury was, his scratch on his ear that didn't require a single stitch, that he had to wear a giant Van Gogh maxi pad on his head for a whole week. I mean, the guy's such a fraud, it almost feels like the media is toying with him, like a cat found a cockroach. And I'm going to enjoy the next 88 days, because we're going to see Kamala Harris and Tim Walz only becoming more popular. They will stumble, they will have bad days, but their appeal is only going to grow. And this ugly fascism that once again tried to take over the Republican Party is just going to get smaller and smaller. And Steffi, you know this, within 20 years, these people are going to be denying they ever supported Donald Trump the way they deny they ever supported Bush and Cheney right now.
John, I say it every day. Please, America, let's just put this horrible period in the dustbin of
Bush
history.
Bush and Cheney have not been invited to three Republican conventions in a row. They're pariahs. These guys have no loyalty. They have no attention span. They're going to kick Trump loose when the next charismatic schmuck comes along and deny they ever liked him.
Yeah.
It's a party of fickle bitches, and they're going to fickle this bitch.
You know, and I've like been, because it is so terrifying, even the prospect of him, you know, getting back in. But I think you're right, John. This is necessary in every way, that he just be so thoroughly repudiated.
It's got to happen. It's got to get worse. It's going to have to get worse.
Yep.
And again, we don't need to do couch effing material, people. Can I just say, it's not true. He didn't do it.
Don't do it on purpose.
It's not liberal. Stop lying. He didn't do it, and he doesn't identify that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's a sectional.
That's how
he identifies. Please address him as such.
See what he did there? He said, don't do a couch joke so that he can set himself up for a couch joke. He's John Finkelstein, and you're not, bitches.
Thank
you're not. Just don't try this at home.
I love food poisoning, folks. Thank you. It's great.
I have that feeling every time I see J.D. Vance speak. Okay.
I love you. We'll see you in Chicago.
Yay!
Get those last tickets, I'm telling you.
More. Hey, I'll see you guys. I'll be in Stephanie Ruhle tonight on MSNBC.
Right on.
Sweet.
Hey, tell her I said hi. Okay. So, sexyliberal.com. We love you, John Fugelson.
Yeah, pay-per-view.
Woo-hoo. Pay-per-view, yeah.
Yeah.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. There it is, right next to me. It's Lifty Weighty Day.
It is.
And I mostly, you know, just kind of get strong enough to escape Chris Lavoie's scorn of my little pink weights.
They're adorable.
Is that condescending? It's patronizing, isn't it? It's patronizing and condescending.
It's true.
Whatever. It's patronizing.
Whatever, Muscle Beach.
It's true.
Listen, I know I'm back on the bike tomorrow, and because I've been on tour, I don't get to be with my bike club every week, so I got to keep up tomorrow. I got a 30-mile ride, man. I got to do this. Here's the thing. You don't have to worry about all these different pills. It's all in there. 10 supplements in one.
Yep.
Probiotics, prebiotics, yep. Ashwagandha, yep. Stuff for energy, gut health, help you feel more youthful. It just enhances your overall well-being. Do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This person intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in Stephanie.
This is the kind of mind-numbing schlock that's turning our society into a cultural wasteland.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
It's really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code to Stephanie. Well, with all the bad stuff happening in the world today, it is easy to feel overwhelmed, like what you do as an individual doesn't matter, right? But it does. Make good choices and you can make a difference. Here's a great choice you can make right now. Join Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, and the Transgender Law Center. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and friendly, responsive customer service. And you get much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching to Credo Mobile is so easy. You can bring your current phone, your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. That code is STEPH25. Learn more by going to CredoMobile.com or call us at 877-346-0516.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together and
Inc.
Save big at Menards with the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of boards, decking, and fencing is easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on all lumber at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
I continue to want to date and kiss and marry the Kamala Harris campaign. Oh, my God. They put out an actual press release that just was entitled Donald Trump's Very Good, Very Normal Press Conference.
Yep.
Donald Trump took a break from taking a break to put on some pants. It's funny. They have funny writers.
They do.
And host a press conference slash public meltdown. We have a lot to say about it. Here are some initial thoughts with more to come. He hasn't campaigned all week. He isn't going to a single swing state this week, but he sure is mad that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are getting big crowds across the battlegrounds. The facts were hard to track and harder to find in Trump's Mar-a-Lago meltdown. He lied. He attacked the media. He made excuses for why he's off the campaign trail. We're here to help because his staff clearly isn't. Oh, my God. They have how many pages of fact-checking, right?
Yes.
Right? The media didn't do, of course.
Right. Nope.
We had 12,000 and 15,000 people in Wisconsin and Michigan yesterday, respectively, not 2,000. The ABC debate is September 10th, not the 25th. People have spoken to bigger crowds than Donald Trump. Obama, Clinton, literally anyone at Lollapalooza, Coachella, the World Cup. January 6th was decidedly nothing like Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, and Trump did not get a bigger crowd than Martin Luther King Jr. on that historic day. There was famously not a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election, which Donald Trump fought to overturn famously. Five police officers died because of January 6th. Donald Trump said he was off the trail this week because of the Democratic convention. That convention is not happening this week.
No, it is not.
I mean,
yeah.
It goes on.
It's
just
week. It's
hilarious. Pages and pages. There are no polls that say Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide. The MAGA base is not 75% of
no,
the country.
God.
Oh, my God. I mean, I get that it's exhausting, but must Kamala do everything? Media, just do your job fact-checking on top of it. Thank God at least one person asked him, why are you not, you know, off the campaign trail?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if this was Biden, right? Trump was incensed by a stupid question about his campaign schedule. Someone said, you've not had a public campaign event for nearly a week now. And he said, what a stupid question this is. This is what's, they're afraid of him. That go, because he's going to, you know, because he's obviously a lunatic. But he said, because I'm leading by a lot. No, he's not.
No.
And because I'm letting their convention go through, again, as they said.
Hey, next week.
It's a week and some change from now.
Oh, my God. And then he said the thing, she's not doing news conferences. She's not smart enough to news. I mean, oh, my God. I just love that moment when she came up to the press. What you got?
Mm-hmm.
And then they asked her about some stupid thing
just
he
all
said.
All about Donald.
And she's like, yeah, I didn't see that. I'm talking to voters. Bam! Bam! Oh, how much do I love her getting off the Air Force, too? Oh, yeah, it was the whole thing. Date, kiss, marry, the whole campaign. Love it so much.
I think if you walked up to Air Force, too, she'd actually let you on.
I think she might.
She might.
Probably not. Michelangelo in Denver. Denver. Hi, Mike.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know you're up at the top, so all I wanted to say is Donald Trump is no Howard Beale. Howard Beale's insanity is completely sane.
Yeah.
The other thing is that I wanted to say thank you, Dr. Lawrence O'Donnell. The surgical job that he did last night was fantastic. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
I'll be out there next week. Bye-bye.
Yay. Ooh, love you. Yay. Oh, is he coming to L.A., sexy liberal? Fridays with Frangela next.
We'll be right back.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will welcome Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOB's World, with a week in review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.